This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Today, it's all about comfort for me as I'm sitting here in my Citizen Yoga t-shirt. I recently started yoga teacher training. I guess I should rewind a little bit because I had to hit the pause button. I have an injury, so two-thirds of the way through, I hit the stop button, and I am focusing on healing myself. How appropriate that in the studio with me today is somebody who is healing himself as well. And through his process of healing, he has decided to share his journey, not just through the airwaves, but through an amazing book called The Humble Warrior. And as I came to my yoga practice, the first time I saw the Humble Warrior pose, I thought, oh my God, I love that. I love that pose. And as I read the introduction of Chris Forte's book, I found a deeper sense of appreciation for the humble warrior. So I bow to you, Chris Forte, and I welcome you to Soulful Living.
Well, I bow to you back for giving me the opportunity. So I'm grateful and thankful for having me on the show today, Terry.
Yeah, you're welcome. And listeners, of course, you'll be able to find all of Chris's information at the Soulful Living page here on Empower Radio. So I mentioned the healing journey. Let's give the listeners a little bit of a background on your healing journey and how you found yourself in the humble warrior position.
Yeah. So, I think, one thing I've learned is we're always healing. Mm-hmm. So I was going through a tough time in my life. I was going through the end of a 17-year marriage, and this was going back a few years ago. And as that was happening, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I had a lot of success early from a material standpoint and money coming in, but the last 10 years was a struggle. And so when my marriage came to an end, I had to really look in the mirror and make a change because stuff wasn't working. So not only was my marriage falling apart, businesses for the last 10 years weren't working, and I had nowhere, I didn't know what to do or where to start. So I had to give myself a timeout, and I said, I'm just going to kind of lean on some of these practices I've always done to get me through it. And so through various of doing, prayer, meditation, and yoga, and really taking care of my body with the right fluids and the right food, and just being quiet to get to that place. And on Christmas morning, 2014, after saying just a grateful morning prayer, I just got on my hands and knees and said, God, I'm surrendering here, and I need some direction where to go and what to do. And I heard this beautiful voice say, right. And it was very crystal clear. And I picked up a pen, and what came out when I wrote on the paper was a website, radio show, and book. And I had no idea what that meant. And I just stared at that. And then I walked to yoga class that morning. And when we got into the yoga room, the instructor said, go into the humble warrior position. And immediately when I went down and I bowed and in that humbling position, I just had what we sometimes yogis say is had a release, or, just was very emotional and just crying and just very, very sad. Sad that not really living the life I thought I was going to live and be married to this woman throughout my whole life. And I just thought I'd be at a different place at this point in time. So just a place of sadness. And then as we got in the other side of the humble warrior position, I felt this rush of love and compassion and almost like a warm blanket coming over me. And I felt familiar for that in my late 20s when I hit rock bottom. And that's when God came in my life. So I knew I was in good hands and I was in sacred space. And then as we continued to flow throughout the practice, we end what's known as Shavasana, which is that meditative state laying on our backs. And I heard that beautiful voice say, now, Chris, you have the name of your book, your website and radio show, Call It the Humble Warrior, and do this to heal, grow, and share your light. And so that's what I've been doing back since that day, is following that process. So now, you know, the book just came out June of 2017. So it's been a journey to get to that point. But I realized, is even though I was going through a period of my marriage ending and the businesses, it made me look at my whole life and realize I was healing throughout the process and healing, you know, my childhood, how I grew up and what have you. And so it was nice to just be able to almost like connect the dots, as like everything serves a purpose. Everything serves a purpose. And what came out of this is how, as I was taking care of myself during, you know, a tumultuous time and a major obstacle of taking care of myself and prayer, out came these seven spiritual fitness steps that I was taking care of myself. And so it's kind of just put into the, it's in a book. We've got a podcast on it, and it's just sharing something we can do, these little increments daily, to feel connected to divine or source. And when we feel that, we just feel more loving for ourselves and then to others in the world.
Isn't it amazing how experiences in our lives inspire us to reflect and not just heal ourselves, but share the wisdom and the deep level of spiritual connection with others so that they can heal their own lives. And as I was going through the book, I really felt that. I really felt that, yes, you are on a mission to heal. You are also on a mission to help others really recognize the opportunity that they have with their roller coaster ride to heal their own lives. And you're right. Like, I look back on my life, and this show isn't about me today. This is about you. Mm-hmm. But I have certainly had my roller coaster, and I'm always so grateful for the opportunity to share the connection with somebody else so that they can heal. And what I found in The Humble Warrior, and I'd love for you to expand on it, is that, yes, you share your history. You have developed spiritual fitness, and you have developed some exercises that can help people move on to the next level, whatever that is for them, without judgment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really applies. Anybody can do it, especially, you know, I'm trying to connect with more of mainstream of like, how can we continually to grow mm-hmm. spiritually and feel connected to others? And it really just starts with ourself.
Right.
And having an appreciation and being grateful for life.
Yeah.
So the first spiritual fitness practice is prayer. I call it prayer. So it's like right when we're fully awake in our bed, we just take just 10 to 15 seconds to just to be grateful.
Right.
And be grateful for our beautiful bodies, our health, everybody that's in part of our life, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
Because everybody serves a purpose.
Right.
And what you're realizing through this process is that we are the purpose. We mm-hmm. don't need to look outside, or mm-hmm. we don't need a certain job to tell us, or how much money we have. It's just, we are the purpose, and we have all the power within. Mm-hmm. And so it's just starting every morning knowing that, okay, we're just grateful for today and grateful for our life. And, you know, also, how can I serve? How can I bring more love into the world?
Right.
And then something that has really worked for me, and I've, for the last 20 years, I've done the rosary. That has just been like, it started off as like a discipline of just doing beads. Mm-hmm. So it could be the rosary or mala beads or some just sort of practice that just really is just teaching you to be in the present. And just going bead after bead after bead after bead after bead. And you just become more connected. That's the best way I can describe it, with yourself. Mm-hmm. You're just being with yourself and being connected with source, divine, God, whatever that may resonate with somebody. Mm-hmm. So those are really just the two you know, practices, prayer practices in the morning. Then after that, I may splash some water on my face. I look in the mirror and I'll repeat one of my mantras. I am love. I am everything. And there's just daily mantras and affirmations we do. And these are just like little things to do that take no more than 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds. But the repetitive of doing it daily, day in and day out, you start receiving the benefits.
Right. Well, when you think about it, let's say you were somebody that grew up in an abusive home. Maybe it was verbally abusive. And all you heard over and over and over again was, you're not good enough, which I know you talk about in the book, right? You're not good enough. You'll never amount to anything. Those are words, and those are repetitive words that were presented in a negative context that altered your life.
Yes.
So why wouldn't the opposite be applicable, right? I mean, somebody kept saying to me a few weeks ago, well, that's just affirmations and positive juju, positive garbage. And and I said to them, well, tell me what your life was like. And she said, well, I was abused, and I heard all the time that I wasn't good enough. I said, and what did those words do to you? And she was like, well, they squashed my, you know, ability to show up in the world in such a way. I said, right. So now you're going to reverse that and you're going to use those affirmations, but also with some actions.
Yes.
And that's what else you present in the book. So you present using these positive affirmations, and absolutely they're powerful because they're going to help you change your life. Right. And they have to be repeated over and over again.
They do. And think about all the years we were with going one way.
Downward spiral.
Right, on a downward spiral. And that's what's kind of cool with this is you're making progress daily.
Yeah.
You know, they're little baby steps, but you start seeing stuff exponentially start to happen, especially as you start putting everything together. And then, you know, so, you know, part of that practice, what I realized is I was really kind of looking at my intake of food and liquids I was putting in my body. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, we're set up with the word diet.
Right.
And the word diet is temporary. Right.
And
so it's like, oh, I'm going to go on this diet. You know that there's going to be a struggle. So I've replaced that to just nutrition. And they really keep this simple and just really put in the foods that are good for us and give yourself time. And we could all recognize what's not good for us as we put in our body and slowly kind of just chip away. All right, this doesn't serve me anymore, you know?
Right.
And just start replacing that with good foods and the right liquids and drinking a lot of water and cleansing. So what you're doing is you're just cleansing yourself. You automatically feel better. You do. And you just become, you're crystal clear, your mind. And just, so again, it's just these repetitions. This is a lifestyle. This isn't like, oh, in 8 weeks,
I'm going to be free from everything that healed me. I mean, that happened.
Yeah. This is a journey. But it just shows, and I'm living proof that, wow, this stuff works and it helps. And then that goes right into the same thing with fitness. I'll put fitness/yoga is just do a little bit each day to move your body, even if it's just 20 minutes a day, even if it's taking a walk, but just doing something. So you're incorporating prayer, you're starting to eat healthy, and now you're just exercising. And then just find stuff that resonates you know, that you love to do. And you just start putting that together. And then there's...
I just want to cut in here.
Yeah.
Something that you just said, something that you love to do.
Yes.
And that is a key
to that
movement. Instead of forcing yourself to get on the treadmill.
Right.
Unless you love it. If you love it, get on the treadmill.
Right.
Do yoga, whatever it is.
Right.
But I'm grateful that you said that.
Yes.
Because it's important to do what you love. Otherwise, it's just another struggle.
Absolutely. And have fun with it. Experiment. And you may find stuff. Like for me, it was yoga. I've only been doing yoga a little over 3 years, but
a little over 3 months.
Well,
for me. So I hear you, right?
So you're right. So everybody thinks like, oh my gosh, you're down this spiritual path here. You've been doing yoga for 20 years. No, it's just, it came into my life at the right time.
Right.
I ran for 20 years. That was like kind of my meditation, and I never ran with earphones or music. I just felt one with my breath. And then when I was going through my divorce, my foot started acting up. And of course, I could have said, oh, it was plantars. But no, I knew intuitively I needed to find something else through this time. And through that, I found yoga. So how grateful I am.
Right. You start connecting
the dots, even as we talk. All this has led me to yoga.
Yeah. And again, you know, you talk about God and spirit. And I always think if there's something happening in my life and it shows up physically, then spirit or God is trying to say, you're not paying attention what I'm showing you. So I'm going to create something physically to bring your awareness to this present moment and stop you, pause you. Take a break, whatever it is you want to call
it. Someone's getting our attention.
So for you, it was your foot saying, you got to shift gears here, buddy.
Absolutely. And it's through, you know, again, through the yoga room, I could say this, that's where the book came, you know, the name, The Humble Warrior. So again, it's just, that's what makes life so adventurous when we really, Terry, what I realized going through this whole process is I was sleepwalking through life. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of going through the motions of just life and not really being aware of being present. And that's also kind of what these tools have done. It just keeps me present and aware and just keeps me always on just open and on the lookout of just how beautiful life is.
Right.
Just by doing some of these little tasks daily.
And I think that that's really important because I think with the speed of everything in our lives today, you know, from social media and television and wanting to be successful and not really paying attention to what success is to you, right?
Is that
there's always this distraction from the present moment. And being here is really what it's all about.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And then another tool that's been very valuable for me has been reading, is just doing 20 minutes of reading, usually at night, right before I go to bed, but something that's inspiring or positive. So for myself, it's always been spiritual, personal development books, self-empowerment books, or, you know, an inspiring biography through an entrepreneur, an athlete or something like that. So it's, again, just reinforcements and putting that just positive stuff throughout the day and even as we're going into the evening of just doing healthy stuff for ourselves.
Right. And doesn't that make sense?
Right.
You know, it makes so much sense. It seems so simple.
Right.
And yet so many of us get so far off of that path.
Yeah.
And then we have those moments where we find ourselves maybe not in the pose of humble warrior, but we find ourselves at this place in our lives where we're saying, what the heck just happened and what can I do to become more present? Well, listeners, you have an opportunity here to take advantage of that place. And if you're in that place of what the heck, and even if you're not and you just want some inspiration, make sure you check out all of Chris's work here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio. You have what you call your principles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I printed them out because I thought they were really cool.
Oh, cool.
And I'm gonna let you talk about them because I thought they were really cool. And coming from my perspective where I'm constantly preaching self-love, you can see I have this necklace and on the back of it, it's all about me, right?
Yeah.
That your first principle is like number one to me.
Yeah.
You know, believe in yourself and love yourself.
Absolutely. And that is kind of where maybe a lot of us, and I think it's really human, this has happened to many of us, is where we just don't feel like we're good enough for whatever reason. If it was in some, you know, and each of our journeys are unique to ourselves. So it could have been an abusive parent, like you said, or it could have been a coach, or it could have been whatever it could have been.
Right.
But that has just sit with us for such a long time, and that we are really our own best friend. And that's why we can make this change of getting to ourselves that we are really the purpose. We really, hey, there's tons of people that inspire us and motivate us. But at the end of the day, we have to inspire ourselves.
Right.
We really do. And that's kind of when you're by yourself, just that, man, I really love me. I really, everything about
Be your own best friend.
Yes. Be your own best friend. And, And you really can only, when you get to that point, then you can really share yourself with the ones maybe really closest to you, or even people that you're not close to that resonate with you. And that's why certain people come in your life at certain times, because you're building that connection. You're building that. You're putting it out in the world. But it all starts with you, and to understand that power. And this is the beauty. By then doing that, you take full responsibility for your life.
Mm-hmm. Just to backtrack a little bit here. Do you think that on Christmas in 2014, do you think that was a powerful shift for you? Was you also began to just take responsibility for your own life?
Yes. That exactly
was that what it was. Something that shifted you?
Yep. That was like, I didn't realize it till at that exact moment, but I was basically surrendering and letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And so something that, you know, I maybe was controlling certain aspects of my life, or maybe trying to control a situation or maybe a person or type thing, that I said, okay, I actually created all this.
Right.
You know, by being this way. So by surrendering and letting go and just trusting that the divine or God, you're part of this bigger master plan. It's just not about you.
Right.
But you need to get to a place where you can love yourself unconditionally.
Yeah.
So then you could bring that out.
Yeah. And so that
world.
When you do take responsibility, you're not going back to those patterns of beating yourself up. You're just saying, okay, I'm taking responsibility here and I'm okay with that. Now I can figure out what my next step is in a positive direction.
Yep. And to chalk it up as you're like a 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle, you know, and you're putting your pieces together. And, you know, I'm grateful for my 17 year marriage. You know, I'm grateful for the highs of business and the lows of business, because it's all continuing to prepare for the work that we're doing today and going forward. And when you take full responsibility, you're a more loving human being. You don't blame anyone or circumstances. You just realize that's part of the path.
Right.
And the only thing we really can control in this world is how we react.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And how often do we hear that and we still think, oh, that's BS, right?
Right.
That's a bunch of BS.
Right.
We hear it all the time. What about forgiveness?
Yeah. It's right up there. We first have to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, the stuff that we've done, mostly to ourselves, and, you know, and that can then overflow to other people in your life or what have you. But we need to come to that place of forgiving ourselves and being compassionate and kind to ourselves. And we have to go through that process for ourselves so we can truly be that loving, forgiving, compassionate person to others, especially the people that maybe really, you know, maybe hurt us, but understand that, wow, by going through this process of looking within, that person's hurting too.
Yeah. And isn't that true?
Yes. It has nothing to do with us personally when someone hurts us. They're dealing with something.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I have 5 adult children, all in their late 20s. And I cannot tell you how many times I've had that conversation where I've had to say, okay, I hear you're suffering. I hear that you're really angry at this person.
Mm-hmm.
Just let's try to look at this with some compassion and see what's happening to that person and learn how to move through to forgiveness and start with yourself, because it's okay too to be pissed off and angry and feeling those feelings.
Yes.
But again, come back to some compassion and forgiveness.
Yes.
It's a crazy cycle.
It is.
It is. It's a crazy cycle.
It is.
And once you become more aware of it and can incorporate these principles into your life, it's amazing the shifts that can happen.
Amazing shifts. And it's you're committing to yourself, actually, if continue just to work on yourself to just be a better overall human being on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, new relationships form, new opportunities, but you are a ripple effect in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the beauty.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, we have 2 minutes. Give me one more principle that really means something to you today.
Okay, I think this is purposeful just based on, I don't watch news, but I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
But we are all connected.
Yeah.
And what that means to me is, as I've gone through this process of healing and self-love and really being connected to God, I realize that God that's in me is in all people.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just have not tapped into it or don't have it in their life. And therefore, we're seeing things of just chaos and maybe hatred and stuff like that. But if we can look within from a loving perspective and come from a place of non-judgment, a lot of people are hurting in the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are hurting in the world. And maybe pray for those people that maybe are just not promoting love, and pray for them, and just and know that the ones that are promoting love in the world, we are getting stronger each and every day. And mm-hmm. just to know that and to just not give up on that. And that's kind of like, if you could block out the news and the negativity, we are all connected, and just know that. And we are powerful. And just your one person self, by you changing, you're making a dramatic shift in the world.
That gave me chills. You know, I told you earlier that I usually ask the listeners to leave, or I ask my guests to leave the listeners with a thought. Yeah. That to me is an amazing thought right there, you know, that we are all connected.
Yes.
And once we begin to look at ourselves and shift to that place of love and compassion and kindness, that can radiate out to the world.
Absolutely.
Really.
And just be a loving human being.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here today, Chris. This has been an honor. I love the book. I love the title, The Humble Warrior, and I am loving your presence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Grateful. Live brave.
You got it.
All right.